Good morning. Welcome to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church. We appreciate everyone who's here and everyone tuning in online and on the radio this morning. Let us begin our order of worship with the singing of our opening hymn, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, November 20th, 2022 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Josh and Rachel Welker and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 347, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People. Hymn number 847 found in the Lutheran service book. David and Stephanie Opperman are sponsoring the flowers on the altar as well as the radio broadcast to the glory of God and thanksgiving for Lillian Grace and Macy Marie Brunson's first birthdays.
Let us rise. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
He made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in his stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We continue now with our responsive psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea.
Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth.
He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. To God on high. Be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the last Sunday in the church year, is from the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. And those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. And the Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. And once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The catechetical review. In regards to the table of duties, what does the table of duties say to workers of all kinds?
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free.
The epistle reading from Colossians, the 1st chapter. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. And there followed Jesus a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things when the word is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith to the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 610, "Lord Jesus, Think on Me," hymn number 610, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
sermon text this morning is our epistle reading, the reading from Colossians, about the preeminence of Jesus Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So an important question for you this morning. Do you believe in God? I'm guessing, yes, that is the case. You believe in God. It's a question most of us have asked or have been faced with at one time or another. If you're watching on online or you're listening on the radio, well, the same question goes out to you this morning. Do you believe in God? Most people would answer that question with a yes. Why, yes, of course, I believe in God. Now, what do they mean by that? It's a completely different story. It might be a God they've made in their own image. It may be a God that they have imagined or reimagined in their own likeness. So I want to get a little more specific about that. The next and most important question is, what do you believe about God? And that's an important and a very critical question, because even the devil believes in God, and so do all the evil angels. It is only the fool who says in his heart that there is no God, and certainly Satan says there's a God, but Satan has no faith in God. Satan and the evil angels believe in the Holy Trinity, and they believe in Jesus, but they have no faith. So what brings us here this morning is what we believe about God. What brings us here is our faith in our holy triune God. God the Father has had mercy upon each and every one of us. And even though we were separated from Him through the sin of Adam and Eve, which, by the way, gave us original sin and leads us to all sorts of actual sins, despite all that, God made us His children. In the waters of holy baptism, He bestowed upon us faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. In this faith, He guarantees the glories of heaven for our everlasting possession. And this is not some vague, smoky promise that we use to bolster our courage when we are facing evil of the world. It's a definite reality, resting upon the promise of the ever-faithful God. So there's a question before us today. What did God do for us? What has our God done for us? The Holy Writer tells us this morning that God tore us out of the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son that He loves. And in this Son, Jesus Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. So by nature, we Christians, like all other people in the world, are under the power and slavery of darkness and in the kingdom of Satan. In that kingdom of Satan, there is only curse and wrath and death and punishment with no ray of light or hope. As sinners held captive, we could only look forward to everlasting darkness, death, and damnation. But God rescued us, and He forcibly tore us away from the devil. God rescued us by sending His only beloved Son, His one beloved Son, Jesus, who is the Christ, who is the Savior, who is the Messiah, Jesus, who is the Father's love in the flesh. The Father gave His Son into death for our sakes, reconciling the world unto Himself. The Father established the kingdom of His Son, the Church, and in Christ's kingdom we have the realm of light, where righteousness, peace, and joy, and the Holy Spirit are ever present for us. By working the faith in our hearts, God has made us citizens of His kingdom. We are Christ's own. We live under Christ in His kingdom. We serve Him in everlasting innocence, righteousness, and blessedness and happiness. We have the forgiveness of our sins, and we have redemption in this Christ. Which might lead someone to ask the next pertinent and important question, just who is this Jesus, this Christ, that He can do such great things for you, as you Christians claim? Well, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. God's essence is so far above humanity's comprehension and understanding that He had to reveal His love for us. And His love is revealed to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we can see the Father. Jesus can redeem humanity precisely because He is God in the flesh. For in Jesus all things were made, in Jesus all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, and in Jesus all things exist. The entire counsel of God with regard to creation was put into effect through the second person of the Holy Trinity, and that second person of the Holy Trinity is Jesus Christ. Everything, the whole universe, all that it contains was brought into being by the Son's creative power. Everything in heaven and on earth, both the organic and the inorganic, with mankind as their glory and crown, were brought into existence through the second person of the Holy Trinity. And all things, without a single exception, were created through Christ and His omnipotence. All things are dependent upon Christ. For His glory, they were created. The entire universe exists in Christ. Through Christ's power, they hold together. And if for an instant Christ would cease to be concerned for all of us, then we would cease to exist. Jesus keeps all of creation in its proper place and in its right relationship to one another. Jesus sustains the world and all of its parts. Jesus Christ is the creator, the preserver of the world, true God with the Father from all eternity. That is who Jesus is. Which might lead us to the next obvious question. What is your relationship to this all-powerful Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the first, the preeminent of all. And what did He do? He brought about the cleansing of the world through Himself. He took away our sins. The Father rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His Son, whom He loves. And since we now have redemption through Jesus Christ, we now belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus' kingdom, and His kingdom is the church. All faithful believers are united to Christ, members of the body of which Jesus Christ is the head. Bound together with Jesus, the redeemed take part of all the blessings and glory that belong to the Lord Christ. Jesus is the beginning, and without Him, the church could not exist. In fact, it could not have ever come into being. Because Jesus rose from the dead, then you are connected to Jesus. What does that mean for you? It means you too will rise from the grave. You will rise from the dead. And that is how, in the waters of holy baptism, you are connected to Jesus Christ. Then Jesus is the first in the resurrection. Jesus is the first in glory. Jesus is the ruler in the kingdom of power. Jesus is the ruler in the kingdom of glory. Jesus is the ruler in the kingdom of grace. You are connected to this Jesus through the waters of your holy baptism, and in this Jesus you have everlasting life. Which leads us to the next obvious question that someone might ask. How did Jesus do all of this? Jesus paid the ransom through which we were delivered from the power of Satan. In Jesus, immeasurable mercy and love, for He gave Himself for us on the cross as our substitute. He took our punishment, even though He was innocent. He was the sacrifice that all of the Old Testament sacrifices pointed to. He took our punishment even though He was innocent. He is the blood payment of our debt for sin and the breaking of God's holy law. And we now have the forgiveness of all of our sins in our Lord Jesus Christ. His blood cleanses you from all your sin. His blood makes you free from the guilt of all your sin. Jesus did all of this through the cross. Jesus lived a perfect life in your place. He did everything that you cannot do. He exchanges places with you. And He can do this because He is God and God in the flesh. One for the many. Only God can do that. On the cross, Jesus bore the punishment for the sins of the whole world. Jesus made peace with the Father by the blood of His cross. Jesus satisfied the justice of the Father. Sin must be punished, and Jesus stepped into your place and my place and the place of the entire world and took upon Himself the punishment for sin. And when Christ was nailed to the tree of the cross, it was in punishment for the sins of the entire world. At one and the same time, Jesus' blood atoned for our transgressions, and Jesus' blood turned the heart of the Father back to us and changed the warfare that existed between God and humanity to a state of everlasting peace. All of that is that which Jesus has done, and all of that is what Jesus has done for you. So what did God do for you? He tore you out of the kingdom of darkness and placed you into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of His Son whom He loves. Who is this Jesus that He is so powerful? He is the very love of God. He is the love of the Father in the flesh. He is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is the one through whom all creation came to be. What is your relationship to Jesus? You belong to Jesus. You belong to His kingdom, the church, and He gives you eternal life. And how did Jesus do all of this for you? Jesus paid the price of sin by living a perfect life in your place and dying an innocent death upon the cross. He sacrificed Himself so that you would live forever. For all this, we thank and praise, serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live, as well as on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us all rise for prayer. We pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, on this last Sunday of the church year, we, your children, thank you for accomplishing our salvation through the work of Jesus, who is our Savior. If you had made eternal life a reward for our faith, we undoubtedly would be lost. Instead, you yourself saved us. For this, we are eternally grateful. Please, O God, keep us away from the false doctrine of works righteousness and keep us firm in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, hear us now as we pray for the sick. Bless those who are recovering from recent hospitalizations, especially Steve Sauer and Lori Schaub. Grant them respite from their ailments and a firm confidence in your sustaining care. Comfort Shirley Aucamp in the way that you see fit during her current hospital stay, and grant healing according to your will and the grace to say, "Thy will be done." As for those we name in our hearts who battle illnesses, we ask you to see to their health and their faith in good measure. Lord, in your mercy. Loving and merciful God, in your wisdom you have called Carolyn Allen to eternity. We thank and praise you that before her death she confessed her faith in Jesus as her Savior, confessed her sin, and received holy absolution in the blood of Christ. Comfort her sisters Emma and Linda and her son Lynn with the grace and mercy bestowed in the waters of holy baptism and the forgiveness of the cross. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, you give happiness and joy to us in our earthly lives. Therefore, we bless your name in thanksgiving for the 45 years of marriage that you have bestowed upon Dave and Linda Aper, which they this day celebrate. Thank you for their lives lived together, the love, the devotions, and the blessings shared in their marriage. And we are very bold to ask that you would give them many more years of marriage and shared gifts to share with one another. In Christ's name, we pray these things. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. ways of life everlasting. Depart in His peace. please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 812. Come, let us join our cheerful songs. Hymn number 812, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Please be seated. Just a couple of announcements here this morning I would like to touch on. First, I had a note on my door this morning that there are poinsettia order forms on the gray shelf.
out in the Walther Hall right over here in the new addition. And so if you'd like to order a poinsettia, there's still $20, same as last year. There's an order form. Since I didn't have a chance to talk to Mrs. Lockhart yet, I'm going to say return that with your $20 to the church office. Just fold it in half and slide it in the little glass door in the window at the church office. Tonight is youth group, senior high and junior high together, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a Christian formation and game night. The game night is titled Marvel Madness. So please, if you want to come to that, junior high, senior high, please do. And bring a snack with you to share. December 4th, I believe, next Sunday. December 4th is next Sunday, is it? No? Two. Okay, everybody's shaking their heads at me, frowning. Okay. So December 4th, whenever December 4th is, it is on a Sunday, I believe, this year, is a door offering for the quilter's supplies. So we're going to have a door offering for the quilter's supplies on Sunday, December 4th. And on Sunday, December 11th, we will have a special voters meeting in between services to present to the congregation a candidate for principal of Zion Lutheran School. So that will be December 11th. In between services, special voters meeting to present a candidate to the voters for principal of Zion Lutheran School. Other than that, please check your bulletin for all the announcements. I know there's Christmas parades coming up. There's programs galore coming up. So check your calendar and the bulletin for all of that information. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.